Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees in the opening game of a six-game homestand. Little daytime baseball coming your way here on a Tuesday. Oh, the Rainiers are happy to be back home, let me tell you. The 108-degree high in Sacramento this past week was a little overwhelming, and the Sunday day game in particular was rough, but the Rainiers now back home and in the Pacific Northwest, and much more pleasant temperatures here as Tacoma gets ready for this six-game series against the Angels AAA club, the Salt Lake Bees. On the mound for the Rainiers today, left-hander Kyle Hart. He got flip-flopped with Tommy Malone, who is going to pitch tomorrow instead. So Hart makes the start. He is 2-2 with a 5.45 ERA. This will be his ninth outing for Tacoma. He'll be opposed by Salt Lake left-hander Jonathan Diaz, who is making his first start of the year, but he's been tuned up as a multiple-inning reliever all season long until this point. At 30 games out of the bullpen, he's pitched 49 innings and is 7-0 with a 3.12 ERA. Salt Lake now putting him in the starting rotation. So Jonathan Diaz starts for Salt Lake and Kyle Hart for the Tacoma Rainiers. Rainiers looking to bounce back from a couple of tough losses. We'll take a look back at what happened in Sacramento in the last game on Sunday when our pregame show continues right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Salt Lake Bees today in the opening game of a six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. The Rainiers hoping that the home field can help turn around their fortunes. The Rainiers had a frustrating finish to the Sacramento series, which got off to such a great start. Tacoma won three of the first four games of that six-game series. Seemed almost for sure that they were going to get a series win, but not so fast. The Rainiers dropped back-to-back one-run games, getting walked off on Saturday 3-2 when Elliot Ramos hit a homer with two outs in the ninth inning to prevent us from going to extra innings and give Sacramento the win. Then Sunday, the Rainiers fell behind early and battled back, made it a one-run game. It was 5-4 in the sixth inning, and then didn't get another hit the rest of the way and lost another one-run decision, 5-4. Was the final on Sunday. The Rainiers did hit three homers in that game with Zach DeLoach, Adam Engel, and Mason McCoy all going deep, but it was another one-run loss. One-run games have not been kind to the Rainiers this year. Tacoma 9-17 in one-run games this season. But they do have a winning record here at home, 24-21 at home. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's homestand opener right after this.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the Help Me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who are 46-49 this year under manager Keith Johnson. They're the Angels AAA club. Leading off, center fielder Jordan Adams, batting second, second baseman David Fletcher. Kevin Padlow hits third. He's at third base. In the cleanup spot is Jared Walsh. He'll play first. Batting fifth, left fielder Jack Lopez. Hitting sixth, the shortstop Levon Soto. In the seventh spot, designated hitter Zach Humphreys. Batting eighth and doing the catching is Chris Oakey. And hitting ninth, right fielder Jared Oliva. On the mound, Jonathan Diaz. He is 7-0 with a 3.12 ERA. Well, the Red Ears are 47-49 under manager John Russell. The Mariners AAA club will lead off with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty is at second base. Batting second, the shortstop D.D. Gregorius. Hitting third, doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Jake Schiener bats cleanup. He's at first base. Hitting fifth, center fielder Adam Engel. Batting sixth, the left fielder Cooper Hummel. Hitting seventh, designated hitter today, Mark Mathias. Batting eighth, third baseman Mason McCoy. And hitting ninth and making his AAA debut, right-hander Tanner Kerwer. On the mound, left-hander Kyle Hart. Hart's 2-2 with a 5.45 ERA. Our umpires, Michael Raines is behind the plate. Aaron Higgins, the crew chief, is at first base. And over at third, it's Darren Ghani. Tacoma and Salt Lake in the opening game of a six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. As we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Red Ears happy to be back home where it is mostly cloudy. Not much of a breeze blowing right now, and the temperature is somewhere in the upper 60s, I think. We'll get an official first pitch temperature here shortly. Jordan Adams leads things off for Salt Lake. Right-hand hitter Kyle Hart with the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled away, and we are underway here in Tacoma. 69 degrees, the game time temperature. Adams, the league leader in stolen bases, so the Red Ears want to keep him off the bases. He's a right-hand hitter. Hart with his pitch, and it's a slider check swing, and he went. That's strike two. So Hart out ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Adams hitting 264 with 13 homers, 348 on base percentage. First-year AAA player. 0-2 pitch from Hart, down low, one ball, two strikes. Hart joined the Red Ears midseason. This is his ninth start, 2-2 with a 5.45 ERA. 38 innings pitched, 35 strikeouts, 20 walks. 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2. Batting average against Hart, 309. Hart has a little big league time with the Red Sox in 2020. 2-2 pitch, swung on, grounded, foul, third base side. Hart faced Salt Lake here at Cheney Stadium on July 1st, and that was his best start as a Rainier. He pitched six shutout innings that day and got the win. The Rainiers actually shut out the Bees 5-0, one of the three shutouts the Rainiers pitching staff has delivered this season. 2-2 pitch on its way to Adams, and it's a breaking ball down and in. Another slider from Hart, and the count goes full, 3-2. Hart's working with Brian O'Keefe behind the plate. He comes set now, and here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way to Jordan Adams, and it's swung on and fouled back. 91-mile-per-hour fastball from Hart. So it's still three balls, two strikes. Right here's with Shiner at first, Haggerty at second, Gregorius at short, and McCoy at third. Hart's 3-2 pitch again is pulled just foul down the third baseline, a grounder. So we'll do it once again. Outfield today is Cooper Hummel in left, Adam Engel in center, and the new guy, Tanner Kerwer in right, who joined the team in Sacramento on Saturday but is making his first appearance today. 3-2 pitch again is ball four, outside and low. And it's a leadoff walk for Jordan Adams, and now the Rainiers have to worry about him trying to steal, which seems like something that's likely to happen. He leads the league in steals, 33 steals in 36 attempts. And he has stolen his last 19 bases without being caught. Adams takes the lead. He's being held on by Shiner. And Hart with a pitch to David Fletcher, and it's pulled in the air to left field. And there's Hummel to make the catch, and that's the first out of the inning. So Fletcher swings at the first pitch and flies out to left field, and that's the first out of the day. Now Kevin Padlo will be the hitter. Padlo, a former Rainier, who is hitting .241 for Salt Lake with eight homers and 28 runs batted in. Right-hand batter. And Hart with the pitch, and it swung on and bounced foul third base side. Right past the Bees manager, Keith Johnson, who's in the third base coach's box. KJ recently won his 500th game. As the Salt Lake skipper. Oh, one pitch. Hart with a long look towards first and then the pitch, and it's low and away for a ball. 1-1. We're using the automated ball strike system. The computer is calling all the pitches. We'll get to the challenge system on the weekend. But we use the automated system to call all the pitches Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday games. Runner goes, pitches up high, throw to second, is not in time, and stealing second base is Adams. Adams, with his league-leading 34th steal, seemed to go into his slide real early, and I think Haggerty is pointing that out as Adams kind of slowed down. He went in head first and get in there ahead of the tag from Haggerty. As Adams really skid a long way along his chest there with the slide. Here's a chopper up the middle. Gregorius has it, and he slings it to first on one hop, and the ball gets past Shiner and rolls into foul ground. Scoring is Adams, and Padlo is safe at first base. So a infield single for Padlo, and the run scores on a throwing error by Didi Gregorius, the shortstop, who had this skip past Shiner after the throw bounced towards him. Runner at first, and a run is in. And now the pitch to Jared Walsh is taken for a ball, 1-0. Walsh hitting .240 in 22 games for Salt Lake with four homers. Left-hand hitter. Yeah, the 1-0 down low for a ball, 2-0. With Walsh and Fletcher here, Salt Lake has a couple of position players who we've seen as everyday players and starters for the Angels for multiple seasons in the big leagues. 2-0 pitch. Inside, ball three. So Hart's behind Walsh, 3-0. Walsh always a patient hitter in the PCL. 3-0 pitch, called a strike. Just did catch the bottom of the zone, and it's 3-1. Now the 3-1 is swung on, bounced towards second. That's slowly hit. Haggerty has it, flips it to Gregorius, and they get the force out at second base on Padlo. Walsh reaches on a fielder's choice. Ball was hit too slowly to turn two. In fact, the Raiders were barely able to get the force out at second base. It was hit that slowly. And now Jack Lopez is the batter. Lopez playing left field today for Salt Lake, hitting .295 with four homers, .329 on base percentage. He's a right-hand hitter in his first year in the Angels system, and he takes this pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Lopez was with Toledo last year, the Tigers' AAA club. .10 pitch on its way. And it's hit in the air to right. This is struck well. Back is Kerwer at the track, but it is gone. An opposite field two-run homer for Jack Lopez, his fifth homer of the season. And Salt Lake has scored three runs here in the top of the first inning. Lopez goes the other way for his fifth of the year. These two teams are the top teams in the league in the category of first inning homers. Coming into play today, both Tacoma and Salt Lake had hit 20 homers in the first inning of games this season, and that was number 21 for Salt Lake. Here's a pitch to Levon Soto, and it's in there for a called strike, 0-1. Soto hitting .215 with one homer in 32 games, left-hand batter. Hart's 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. So the Bees jump out to the early lead. Now the 1-1 is called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2 on Soto. Soto calls time and steps out of the batter's box. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, 92 on the gun, and down goes Soto for the final out at the top of the first. But three-run score for Salt Lake on two hits. There were no errors, there was one error, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Salt Lake 3, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, Salt Lake got three in the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. And leading things off is Sam Haggerty, and he takes a strike from the lefty Jonathan Diaz. And Diaz now works again with the 0-1 pitch, and this is pulled into left field. A clean base hit fielded on one hop by the left fielder Lopez, and Sam Haggerty is aboard with a single to start the bottom of the first inning. So that sets the table for Tacoma, as now D.D. Gregorius will be the hitter. Haggerty reaching base yet again. He's been doing that a lot recently, and his OBP with Tacoma is creeping up towards 400. Here's Gregorius. Left versus left situation with Diaz on the hill, and the pitch is taken up and in for a ball. Gregorius hitting 176 with one homer. Hit his first Rainiers homer during the Sacramento road trip. Now the next pitch, check swing, bouncer, foul, and the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Gregorius. Native of Amsterdam. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up behind second base. Calling for it is the second baseman, Fletcher. He lets it drop and then picks it up and throws to the shortstop to force out Haggerty, and Gregorius is on. And the Rainiers lost some speed on the bases due to that decision by Fletcher, which may have been on purpose or may not have been. Anyway, it goes as a fielder's choice for Gregorius, and Haggerty forced out at second base, 4-6 on the play. Here's Brian O'Keefe, and the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe hitting 236 with 16 homers, 48 runs batted in this year, OPS of 808. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-1. Jonathan Diaz making his first start of the year after 30 relief appearances. Very successful ones at that. 7-0 with a 3.12 ERA out of the pen this year. So Juan O'Keefe is a swing and a miss, strike two. And in 49 innings, he's allowed only 37 hits coming into play today with 52 strikeouts and 19 walks. One ball, two strikes to O'Keefe. And the pitch is hit off the end of the bat on the ground to the right side, fielded by Fletcher, goes to Soto for one, on to first, there's two, a double play. And that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. O'Keefe grounds into the 4-6-3 twin killing. No runs on a hit and no one left on. We go to the second inning at Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Salt Lake 3, Tacoma nothing is our score after one inning of play on this Tuesday afternoon in Tacoma. Opening game of a six-game homestand. We've got night games the rest of this week until Sunday. And it's a 7:05 first pitch tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. 6:05 on Saturday, and then our traditional 1:35 start on Sunday to wrap it all up. Kyle Hart on the mound. He'll face Zach Humphries, who leads things off in the second for Salt Lake. He's the number seven man in their lineup, and he takes the first pitch up high for a ball. Humphries hitting .260 in 22 games with one homer. One of four catchers active on the Salt Lake roster right now. And he fouls one off down the first baseline. 1-1. Today, Humphries is the DH. 1-1 pitch coming from Hart. And it is swung on and hit sharply up the middle on the ground and threw into center field. A base hit for Humphries. So he has a leadoff single in the second inning. Third hit of the game for the Bees. And that'll bring Chris Oakey to the plate. He is the starting catcher, hitting .252 with four homers and a .325 on base percentage. Hart with a look towards first, where Humphries is taken off on the pitch, which is high, throw down to second base, into the runner, and it bounces off of him into shallow left field, and Humphries is going to take third base. So Zach Humphries steals second base and then advances to third on an error, I believe will be charged to O'Keefe because his throw hit the runner, Humphries, right on the leg and bounced into left field. Rainier's already with two errors in this game. Now the infield is in and the pitch misses ball two. 2-0 to Oakey. Two-oh offering from Hart to Oki is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. One pitch inside, 3 balls, 1 strike. And the 3-1, swing and a foul tip there, strike two. Well, Hart could really use a strikeout right here, and he now has a chance. Three balls, two strikes, runner at third, no one out. Payoff pitch, swung on and popped up behind second. Long run in for Engel, and he makes the running catch for the first out of the inning. That became troublesome because the infield was drawn in. Normally a pop fly hit in that area would be the shortstop or second baseman's ball, but they were drawn in with the runner at third, so Engel had to take over and run a long way in from center field. But he was able to make the catch. So that's the first out of the inning, and Humphreys had to hold at third base. And now Jared Oliva is the hitter. Oliva batting .247 with 6 homers. Right-hand batter, infield still in, and the pitch is called a strike, 0-1. Oliva has reached base in his last 6 games for Salt Lake. Right-hand batter, here's the 0-1. And it is called a strike on the bottom outside corner of the zone, and it's 0-2 to Jared Oliva. Again, Hart could really use a strikeout or another pop-up. Wind has picked up a little bit, is now blowing out towards center. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, up high with a fastball. So 1-2 the count to Oliva. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fastball called, strike three. Got him looking for the second out of the inning. Second strikeout for Hart. And Humphreys was at third with no one out, and he's still at third with 2 outs, and the infield will back up to the normal depth now as Jordan Adams gets ready to hit, and Hart has a chance to escape this jam. Adams had a good at-bat in the first inning to start the game, walking on a full count pitch, and he eventually scored. And the pitch is taken for a ball. Adams, Angels first round draft pick in 2018 out of high school. And he takes outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Adams, 23 years old and in his first AAA season. 2-0 pitch, outside, ball three. On deck is David Fletcher. 3-0 the count to Adams. And Hart with the pitch. Called. No, a balk has been called. And scoring from third is Humphreys on a balk. So that makes it 4-0. A balk has been charged. That pitch did not count. See if we can see it here on the MILB TV replay. I didn't see it. And now the Rainiers manager, John Russell, is out trying to get an explanation. And he's like, wait a sec. And he's standing there with his arms spread apart. And I think the first base umpire, Aaron Higgins, called the balk. And Russell now wants an explanation from him, it looks like. And well, Russell's not going to battle it anymore. He just kind of made a gesture like, yeah, whatever, and walked back to the dugout. So it is a balk. The bases are empty now, and here's the 3-0 pitch to Adams, and it's in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Yeah, the 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four, and Adams has his second walk drawn of the game, so he heads down to first with two outs, and now David Fletcher is the hitter. Fletcher swung at the first pitch in the first inning and flied out before I could even tell you that he has a 19-game hitting streak coming into play today and is hitting .378 in AAA games this season. He has spent a good chunk of time in the majors with the Angels as well. Hart now with the pitch. And it is outside for a ball. One-oh pitch coming to Fletcher. No, a toss to first, and back in standing up is Adams. Hart in his last start in Sacramento went just three innings, allowed four runs in that game, threw 62 pitches, and he's running a high pitch count again here today. The 1-0 is in there for a strike, 1-1. He's at about 45 now, right around there. In the top of the second inning. Here comes the 1-1. And it is in there for a strike. A fastball that catches the inside edge. Counts 1-2. Yeah, the 1-2 pitch is fouled back, still 1-2. Yeah, the pitch is up and away, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a liner down the right field line. Fair ball headed towards the corner. A base hit for Fletcher. Adams goes to third and stops there. And aboard at first with an opposite field single is David Fletcher. So he has a 20-game hitting streak. And Salt Lake has runners at the corners with two outs for Kevin Padlo. The pitch to Padlo misses for a ball outside, 1-0. And now time called. The Raiders pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, is going to go to the mound and talk things over with Hart, who's been struggling early in this game with four runs on the board and four hits, two walks so far in an inning of two-thirds. And you don't want it to get out of hand early. Two outs in the inning, have a chance to shut down this inning right here with only one run scoring. So the conference on the mound is ongoing. Mm-hmm. Conference on the Mound breaks up. Padlo had an infield single in the first inning. Hart with a 1-0 pitch to the right-hand batter. And it's a swing and a miss and a slider, and that evens up the count to 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch pulled over short and into left field. That's a base hit, and Adams scores. Going to second and stopping there is Fletcher. Padlo makes it 5-0 Salt Lake with a two-out RBI single to left field. So he's 2-for-2 today, and that's his 29th RBI of the season. Here comes the cleanup hitter, Jared Walsh. And the pitch is low for a ball. Next offering in there for a called strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike to Walsh. And Hart with his pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. And Hart's out ahead of the power hitting first baseman Walsh. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Slider away. Two balls, two strikes. Hart trying to put him away. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, chopped towards second. That's fielded by Haggerty on the outfield grass, and he throws to first and gets Walsh for the final out in the top of the second inning. But two more runs score for Salt Lake on three hits. There was another Tacoma error and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Salt Lake 5, Tacoma nothing.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
5-0, Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Rainiers will send Jake Shiner, Adam Engel, and Cooper Hummel to the plate against Jonathan Diaz here in the second. And the pitch to Shiner is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Shiner hitting .272 with 24 homers, 82 runs batted in, a .945 OPS. And the pitch is outside and low for a ball, 2-0. Now the next pitch from Diaz. Down and in, ball three. And Shiner well out ahead of the count here, leading off the bottom of the second inning. Diaz, 26-year-old lefty from Venezuela, with his 3-0 pitch, and that catches the inside edge of the zone for a called strike, 3-1. Pitch. Check swing foul. Full count, 3-2. Shiner back in the batter's box now. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way, and it is down and in, ball four, a leadoff walk. Jake Shiner will head down to first base. So he's on to get things started. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. Engel, right-hand hitter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Want to know the count to Engel, who's hitting .283 in 37 games for Tacoma with six homers, .373 on base percentage. He takes a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Salt Lake with the early 5-0 lead. It's only the second inning. Plenty of time for the Red Ears to come back today. 1-1 pitch down low for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming from the lefty. And it is a little tight to Engel, ball three. Engel homered in the Red Ears' last game on Sunday. Now the 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four. Engel draws a walk. Shiner heads down to second, and Diaz has issued back-to-back walks to start the bottom of the second inning. And now Cooper Hummel is the hitter, and the catcher, Chris Oakey, goes to the mound to talk to Diaz. And here comes the pitching coach for the Bees as well. And that is Darren Ebert. Goes out to chat with Jonathan Diaz. Rainiers continue to lead the league in drawing walks. Rainiers hitters have now walked 551 times this year, and we're still a few games short of number 100, so the Rainiers are averaging basically, close to 6 walks per game as a team. Definitely been a key part of the Tacoma offense this season. Well, here's Hummel. Switch hitter bats right, hitting .244. And he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Hummel's a big part of the Red Ears walk brigade. He's walked 60 times this year, which is tied for third in the league, and he has a .419 on base percentage as a result. Now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and pulled, foul down the third baseline. And that evens up the count, 1-1. One ball, one strike to Hummel. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Now Diaz will wait because Hummel just called time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. One-two pitch is low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is coming. Down and in, ball three, and Hummel has worked a full count. On deck is Mark Mathias. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Shiner at second, Engel at first. Here comes the payoff pitch to Hummel, and it is swung on and pulled deep and foul down the left field line. So still three balls, two strikes. We'll do it again. Here comes the payoff from Diaz. And it is in the dirt, ball four. They're loaded up on walks. Three straight walks to start the bottom of the second inning. And the Red Deers have been granted an opportunity here. Down 5-0 out of the chute here. They load the bases with no one out on walks. And this is just a great opportunity to get back into the ballgame. Mark Mathias, the hitter. He's hit well in his 11 games for the Red Deers, although hitless in his last two, but still batting .326 with Tacoma. And he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. And Diaz really struggling with his control. Didn't walk anyone in the first. 1-0 pitch is over for a strike. Took something off of that and got it for a called strike, 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. So Diaz is ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Down in the dirt, rolls away, but not far from Chris Oakey, the catcher, and Shiner holds his ground at third. Just trickled away, maybe 10 feet to the right of home plate. So two balls, two strikes to Mathias, who has not yet hit a homer in a Rainier's uniform. Here's the pitch. And it's popped up foul, out of play. And the count remains 2-2. Two delivery. Swing and a foul tip. Mathias just got a piece of that pitch, which was down low. But he went after it and caught just enough of it to stay alive. Once again, the 2-2 pitch from Diaz with the bases loaded and no one out. And it is low and outside, ball three. So full count, and the payoff. Inside, ball four, and that forces in a run. Scoring from third is Shiner. Engel takes third, Hummel down to second. Mathias makes it four straight walks. This one with the bases loaded to force in a run, and it's 5-1. And all of a sudden, the Red Deers have the tying run at the plate. Mason McCoy is the batter. He's hitting .233 with 11 homers this year, .328 on base percentage. He's been driving in runs recently, 6 runs batted in his last 4 games, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike, a slider from Diaz. Kind of have to take the first pitch right now based on what's happened in this inning so far. And McCoy did that, and now it's 0-1. This pitch is swung on, grounded foul, third base side, and count moves to 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes to the right ears. Well, today he's the third baseman. He's starting to play a little more third base recently. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it is swung on and drilled down the left field line towards the corner. It's a fair ball into the corner, extra bases. Angle scores, Hubble scores. Stopping at third is Matthias. Checking in at second base with a 2-run double is Mason McCoy. And the Red Ears make it a 5-3 ball game. McCoy hooked this into the left field corner. It took one bounce and hit the fence right near the foul pole. And McCoy with his 18th double of the year, and he's up to 55 runs batted in. And Tacoma now has the tying runners in scoring position, and there's still nobody out of this inning. And here comes the first AAA at bat for Tanner Kerwer, who is in his first game at this level today. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Kerwer picked up by the Mariners in the minor league Rule 5 draft in 2021. He was originally with the Jays. And the pitch is swung on and popped up in the air to right. Is it deep enough to bring in a run? Oliva comes in and makes the catch, and tagging and holding at third is Matthias. So Kerwer flies out to right for the first out of the inning. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Kerwer, by the way, joined the Red Ears on Saturday up from AA Arkansas. Oh, here's Haggerty. Haggerty singled in the first. And the pitch from Diaz is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swung on, line towards right, and it's right at Oliva who makes the catch. Tagging at third is Matthias. He's going to score. And tagging at second is McCoy, and he advances to third, and it's 5-4. So a sacrifice fly for Haggerty. This one pretty sharply hit, but right to the right fielder Oliva. And it's now 5-4, and the tying runner is at third with 2 outs for D.D. Gregorius, who popped up his first time up. And they let it drop, and he ended up reaching on a fielder's choice. Pitch is grounded foul, first base side. Bees with bullpen activity. Reyes Maranta is warming up. One, the count to Gregorius, and the pitch is swung on, grounded right side, throw into right field, a base hit. Trotting in from third and scoring the tying run is McCoy, and the Red Ears have come all the way back. 5 runs have scored in the bottom of the second inning. We are in a wild one in the early innings today in Tacoma, 5-5 in the second inning. Ryan O'Keefe now comes to the plate as Gregorius just picked up his 5th RBI as a Rainier with a clutch 2-out hit. Here's the pitch to O'Keefe, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch just missed. Now Diaz with the 1-0, and it's swung on and fouled off. 1 ball, 1 strike. Now the pitch is swung on and smashed to center. Back is Adams, and in the deep part of the park, he reaches out and spears it for the final out of the inning. O'Keefe drove it to center, but Jordan Adams hauls it in. Big inning for the Red Ears. 5-run score, and walks were very helpful. There were only 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the 3rd inning. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 5.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, lots of runs on the scoreboard early today. Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 5 after 2 innings. We head to the 3rd. The Bees have already built a 5-run lead and lost it. Jack Lopez stands in. He hit a 2-run homer in the 1st. Kyle Hart's pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. So Lopez will be followed by Levon Soto and Zach Humphries here at the top of the 3rd inning. And the pitch is called a strike, 1-1. Now the pitch is bounced fair, first third base side, and that's going to go for a bunt single for Jack Lopez. So he has a bunt up the third baseline and reaches with a bunt single, and that gets things started for Salt Lake in the 3rd inning, their 6th hit of the game. Levon Soto now the hitter. He struck out swinging in the 1st. Left versus left here for Kyle Hart. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming. In there for a called strike, 1-1. This pitch is swung on and fouled towards the booth, and it goes into the seats right out in front. One ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch is low and away for a ball, 2-2. Thank you. 2-2 coming down from Hart. And it's actually a move to first base, and back in standing up is Lopez. Now here comes the 2-2 on its way. And it swung on, bounced towards second, charged and fielded by Haggerty, flips it to Gregorius, who's tall enough to reach up and catch it while keeping his foot on the bag for the force out. The height of Didi Gregorius helped record that out right there. Haggerty gloved it and flipped it to the shortstop for the force out at second, and his flip was high. And Gregorius really had to reach up and haul it in. So they get the lead runner out. Lopez forced out at second. Levon Soto now on at first. One away. And here's Zach Humphreys, who singled and scored last inning. Right-hand hitter. Hart with the pitch. And it is a breaking ball up and away. Ball one. One 0 pitch, low and outside for a ball, 2-0. Pitch, fouled back, 2-1 now to Humphreys. Angels catching prospect who last year was with the Double-A club. 2-1 pitch. Grounded to the right side, off the glove of the diving Shiner and into right field, a base hit. Rounding second and going to third is Soto. The throw in is cut off by Gregorius, and runners are at the quarters with one out. Humphreys has his second hit of the game. Shiner holding the runner on. The ball was hit sharply to his right. He had to go into a full dive. He did reach it with the glove. He tipped it with the end of his first baseman's mitt. So runners at first and third with one out for Chris Oakey, who flew out to center his first time up. Hart with the pitch, and it is taken for a called strike. 5-5 tie in the top of the third, but the Bees threatening to regain the lead. They have runners at first and third with one out. The 0-1 pitch is up high with a fastball, 90 miles per hour, and the count is 1-1. Right here's with bullpen activity. A right-hander is warming up. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And it's swung on and fouled away, 1-2. Looks like Nolan Blackwood warming up in the pen. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now. And it swung on and hit short on the fly and caught by Gregorius for the second out of the inning. A soft liner by Oakey right to Didi Gregorius. And that's the second out. Two down for Jared Oliva. Or Oliva, pardon me, that's the way his family pronounces it. Oliva struck out looking in the second. He's 0-1. And the pitch is breaking ball over for a strike. Hart Hart now with the 0-1. Runner going. It's a swing and a miss, strike two. No throw down to second. Humphrey steals second base for his second stolen base of this game and fifth of the season. So two men in scoring position with two outs. No balls, two strikes the count to Oliva. And the pitch misses for a ball. One and two. Hart fires. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a changeup, and down goes Oliva, and that closes out the top of the third inning. No runs for Salt Lake. They had two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 5.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Right here's 5, B's 5 is our score. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Jake Shiner, Adam Engel, and Cooper Hummel to bat in the third, all of whom walked in the second, and Shiner swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Shiner led off the second inning by walking and later scored. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, 0-2. Diaz being given the opportunity to bounce back from that rough second inning by the Bees. Here's one outside for a ball, 1-2. They had Reyes Maranta warming up in the pen last inning before he got the final out. Diaz with a 1-2 pitch, and it's inside. 2-2 now to Shiner. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and popped up on the left side. The shortstop Soto calling for it, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out in the bottom of the third inning. Shiner pops up to short. And now Adam Engel will be the hitter. Engel walked and scored last inning. Engel has now reached base in 15 straight games for Tacoma. And he takes a strike on the inside edge, 0-1. Next pitch coming, low and away. So one ball, one strike. Here's one low and outside, ball two. There's a pitch low and outside. 3-1. Pitch on its way, and it is right down the middle for a strike. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff. Swung on and fouled back. Big rip by Engel. Former member of the Chicago White Sox for all or parts of 5 seasons. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on. It bounced towards short. Charged and scooped by Soto. And he throws out Engel at first. And two men are gone at the bottom of the third inning. Now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel walked and scored in the second. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Hummel had a couple of hits in his last game on Sunday in Sacramento. 2 doubles in that contest. Here's one inside. 2-0. And now Hummel fouls one back, and the count moves to 2-1. Now a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. So 2 outs, no one on, 2-2 to Hummel. And the pitch is up and in, 3. The payoff. Swung on, fouled back. Hummel can make a pitcher throw a lot of pitches, and he's doing it to Diaz right now. Once again, the 3-2 is coming from Diaz. And it is fouled away. Still 3-2. On deck is Mark Mathias. Another 3-2 pitch is on its way. And Diaz throws a breaking ball, swing and a miss, 3. They got him with the breaking ball, and Hummel has struck out for the final out here at the bottom of the third inning. 3-3, in fact. Diaz with his first strikeout of the day. We go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 5.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
5-5 tie after three. We head to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on a pleasant Tuesday afternoon in the Pacific Northwest. Right here's bringing a new pitcher to work the top of the fourth inning. It's the sidearmer Nolan Blackwood. He's on in relief of Kyle Hart. Blackwood will face the top of the order, Jordan Adams, David Fletcher, and Kevin Padlow. Three straight right-hand hitters for him. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Adams. 0-1 the count. Hart went three innings, allowed seven hits, five runs all earned. Walked two, struck out three. 77 pitches. 0-1 pitch, bounced towards short. That's off the glove of Gregorius. And reaching is Adams. Gregorius knew he had to hurry because of Adams' speed, and it kicked off the heel of his glove, and he's being charged with his second error this game. And Adams at first base already has one steal this year. Today, he's the league leader in steals with 34 of them. David Fletcher now the batter. And Blackwood comes set, and the pitch is hit in the air to center. And this should be routine. Angle is there, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the top of the fourth. So Fletcher flies to center. And now Kevin Padlow is the hitter. Padlow 2-for-2 today with an infield single and an RBI single over short. And Padlow is ready. Blackwood's pitch is actually a move to first instead. And back in safely is Adams. Nolan Blackwood is appearing in his 34th game of the season today. 3-3 with a 4.89 ERA. Now the runner goes, pitches a strike, throw to second is in time. They got him. The tag applied by Haggerty. And that ends a string of 20 consecutive successful stolen base attempts for Jordan Adams. The throw from O'Keefe was in towards the runner, and Haggerty picked the throw and tagged Adams on his leg while he was diving in head first. And the umpire said that Adams was tagged before he reached the bag, and there was no argument from Jordan. He just got up and went to the dugout, and he hadn't been thrown out in months. Pitch to Padlow now is low. 1-1 the count. So the caught stealing goes 2-4. One ball, one strike to Padlow. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 is swung on and hit high in the air down the left field line. Hummel ranging over towards foul territory, and he makes the catch in foul territory for the final out at the top of the fourth inning. Padlow fouls out to Cooper Hummel. No runs or hits. There was an error and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 5.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 5. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Opener of a six-game homestand, all against the Salt Lake Bees. Here's Mark Mathias to lead off the bottom of the fourth against Jonathan Diaz, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. This is Salt Lake's final trip to Tacoma this year. It's now a swing and a grounder to the third base side. Padlo fields it, and he fires to first in time for the out. Mathias grounds to third, and suddenly Jonathan Diaz has retired five straight batters. And here comes Mason McCoy, who hit a two-run double in the second. This is the last home series for the Red Raiders against Salt Lake, but they have another series against the Bees in Salt Lake City in September. So here's a swing and a liner by McCoy. Foul, third base side. They'll end up playing one another 24 times this year with four six-game series. And so far, Salt Lake's had the upper hand 7-5. One pitch on its way to McCoy. Up and in for a ball, 1-1. Salt Lake just finished a homestand. They were playing Las Vegas this past week. So now the 1-1 is outside, 2-1. And Vegas took four of the six games from the Bees, including a 6-2 decision on Sunday behind the pitching of the veteran Zach Neal. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball outside. So 3-1 now to McCoy. McCoy calls time and steps out. Some other results from the last day of games Sunday. Reno beat Round Rock 3-1 as Bryce Jarvis tossed 5 2/3 scoreless innings. So there's ball four down and into McCoy. So he heads down to first. Fifth walk issued by Diaz, and now Tanner Kerwer will be the hitter. Reno split the six games at Round Rock. Well, here comes Keith Johnson, the manager of the Bees. He's going to make a move here and bring in a fresh pitcher to face Kerwer, as Diaz is done after 3 1/3 innings today. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. With one out at the bottom of the fourth, Maranta coming in. Our score is Salt Lake 5, Tacoma 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. ProVac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, ProVac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Tie game here in Tacoma. Red Deers 5, Salt Lake Bees 5, and we are in the bottom of the fourth. Runner at first, one out. The new Salt Lake pitcher is Reyes Maranta, and the first thing he does is make a pickoff move to first base to keep Mason McCoy close to the bat. Maranta's in his 19th appearance, 2-1 with a 3.52 ERA. And Maranta now ready. There goes the runner. The pitch is in the dirt. Throw down to second base is in time. They got him. McCoy caught stealing for his first time this year. He was 20 for 20 in his stolen base attempts this year, and he just got thrown out for his first time. Chris Oakey got him at second base. With Fletcher applying the tag. So two men are gone. And now the 1-0 showing bunt, pulling the bat back is Kerwer. Two balls, no strikes. Kerwer at AA Arkansas was hitting .235 with three homers, .333 on base percentage. He swings and grounds one right to the third baseman, Padlo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. And just like that, the inning is over. Reyes Maranta quickly takes care of business in the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left on base. We go to the fifth inning of play. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 5.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We go to the fifth inning, tied up 5-5, the Red Deers and the Salt Lake Bees. Nolan Blackwood pitched a scoreless fourth, facing three right-hand hitters. He's going to stay in the game here for the fifth, and he's going to have to face some lefties. Jared Walsh, then the right-handed Jack Lopez, followed by another lefty and Levon Soto. First pitch to Walsh is taken on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Blackwood, a side armor, gets a lot of sink on his pitches. The 0-1 to Walsh is swung on and fouled back. But traditionally, sidearm pitchers have trouble with the opposite side hitters because they see the ball a little longer. 0-2 pitch up and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2, outside, two balls, two strikes. the pitch is low and away. Full count, 3-2. And the 3-2 is just outside, ball four. A leadoff walk in the fifth. Walsh heads down to first base, and now Lopez comes to the plate where he's 2-for-2 with a homer today. We'll continue with some news and results from Sunday's PCL action, and wanted to make a note of the former Mariner, Chris Flexen, who's been pitching for Albuquerque. So here's a foul out of play by Lopez. He made his second start for the Isotopes, the Rockies AAA team, on Sunday on the road at Sugarland, and he delivered 5 shutout innings as Albuquerque won that game 6-1. Jimmy Herron with a homer. 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. And there are already rumors that Flexen may be in line to join the Colorado Rockies starting rotation. Next pitch is outside, 2-1 to Lopez. And a swing and a foul. 2-2. Sugarland took 4 out of 6 from Albuquerque. Rainiers go to Sugarland next week. So there's a swing and a foul out of play by Lopez again. Still 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 once again, and it's fouled away again. Also on Sunday, Oklahoma City beat El Paso 5-3 as Michael Busch homered twice and drove in 4 for the Dodgers. Dodgers needed that win to get a split with visiting El Paso. 2-2 pitch grounded to short, could be 2. Gregorius goes to Haggerty. There's one on to first. They turn it, the double play. Short to second to first, Gregorius to Haggerty to Shiner, and that erases the base runner, and 2 men are gone at the top of the 5th inning. Levon Soto will now bat with no one on base. And the pitch to Soto is in there for a called strike. This one is down low for a ball, 1-1. Now a bouncer up the middle, cutting across Gregorius. He has it behind the bag and throws to first in time to get Soto, and the inning is over. So Salt Lake does not score at the top of the 5th inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. And we go to the bottom of the 5th. We're halfway through it. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 5.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Tie game here at Cheney Stadium, 5-5 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Seb Haggerty to lead things off for the Red Ears. And Reyes Maranta with the pitch, and it swung on and pulled into right field. And that's going to get down for a base hit in front of the right fielder, Oliva. And Haggerty is on to start things off in the fifth with his second hit of the game. Sam Haggerty with Tacoma's fourth hit of this contest. And now Didi Gregorius will be the batter. He is one for two at the plate, including the two-out RBI single in the second that tied the game up. Haggerty with his lead at first, being held on by Oliva, and the pitch to Gregorius is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Maranta came in the fourth inning with a runner at first and one out and faced only one hitter and got out of the inning. The caught stealing, helping out. There's a grounder foul, first base side by Gregorius. 0-2. Maranta, big right-hander. First saw him when he was with the Giants organization. Here's a pitch down low. 1-2. And Maranta has pitched in the big leagues with a couple of teams now, including last year's stints with both Arizona and the Dodgers. Runner goes, pitch misses. And stealing second without a throw is Haggerty. So Haggerty has his 13th steal of the year. Counts now 2-2 to Gregorius. And the pitch is swung on and popped up towards left field, and Lopez makes the catch near the foul line, and that's the first out at the bottom of the fifth. So Gregorius flies out to left. Now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. O'Keefe's 0 for 2 with a double play grounder and a line out. First pitch misses for a ball. Go ahead runner in scoring position. And this pitch is up high for a ball, 2-2. Red Ears entered play today, four games out of first place in the second half standings, tied with Reno actually. Now the pitch is in, is a swing and a miss for a strike, 2-1. Round Rock is in first place in the second half at 14-7, and their lead is just one game over three different teams, Albuquerque, Vegas, and Oklahoma City, all one game back. 2-1 pitch is low. Oklahoma City won the first half title. They've already clinched one of the two playoff spots. If they happen to win the second half as well, the second half champion will be the second place team in the second half standings, and they will play Oklahoma City in the playoffs. There goes Haggerty to third. Huge jump, and the pitch gets past the catcher, goes to the backstop. Haggerty's going to try to score. They throw to Maranta covering home, and now they're chasing Haggerty back towards third. He'll make it there safely as there was no one covering the bag. So Haggerty does end up at third base. And it'll be just a stolen base for Haggerty. He stole third and then tried to go home on this wild pitch. And in the end, he was very fortunate to get back to third because Padlo came down the line from third to close in on Haggerty, and no one moved behind him to cover the bag. So Haggerty ends up getting back in safely. And when it's all said and done, that is a stolen base for Haggerty, and O'Keefe ended up reaching second on the swinging strike three strikeout. And now Shiner is the batter, and he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Air charge to Maranta for allowing O'Keefe to take a second base on the strike three wild pitch. Next pitch outside for a ball. Infield in all the way. And now a intentional walk is being given to Shiner. They were behind in the count 2-0, and they said go ahead and take the vacant first base. So Shiner being intentionally walked, and the bases are loaded with one out for Engel. So the base is loaded, one out for Engel. And the pitch is swung on and pulled in the air down the left field line, hooking, and it is foul. Foul down the line. Simply a strike to Adam Engel. Looked for a moment like he might have cleared them all, but it went just to the left of the foul pole. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, a fastball from Maranta. And the count's 0-2. Now this pitch is in the dirt. 1-2, the count to Engel. Haggerty at third, O'Keefe at second, and Shiner at first. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it's low. 2-2. Umpire making sure everyone knows that the count is 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Maranta, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the second out of the inning. So Engel strikes out, two men are gone, and now the bases are loaded for Hummel. Hummel 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout today. Both of those plate appearances came as a right-handed batter against the lefty starter Jonathan Diaz. Now he's batting left-handed against the right-handed reliever Maranta, and the pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0, and that almost hit Hummel on the foot. Right, here's trying to break through here in the fifth. They have the bases loaded with two outs. Haggerty at third, O'Keefe at second, and Shiner at first. The 1-0 pitch is up and away. 2-0 to Hummel. Now the 2-0 from Maranta. Swung on and foul tipped at the plate, and the count moves to 2-1. Two-one delivery coming. No, a bluff pickoff move to second, but no throw by Maranta. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now. And it's a fastball inside. Ball three, 95 mile per hour heater. Here comes the 3-1, and it's swung on and fouled at the plate. Now it's a full count, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs at the bottom of the fifth. Hummel will use his timeout and step out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. Here we go. Runners have their leads. They'll be off with a pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider. And Hummel strikes out swinging, and the Red Ears miss a great opportunity here in the fifth inning. No runs on a hit, and three runners were left on base. We go to the sixth. It is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 5.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 5 is our score. And the Red Ears with Nolan Blackwood out there. It's already given Tacoma two scoreless innings from the pen, and he's going to stay in there, at least to begin the top of the sixth, with Zach Humphreys at the plate now. He's 2-for-2 today with a pair of singles and a run scored. And the first pitch is bunted out in front of the plate. Out to collect it is O'Keefe, and he fires down to first and gets Humphreys for the first out of the inning. Well, Humphreys has already stolen two bases in this game, and now he tries to bunt for a hit. He's utilizing the speed game, but this one didn't work. O'Keefe quickly was on the ball and fired down to first to get Humphreys. So one out in the top of the sixth inning. And here's Chris Oakey. And the pitch to Oakey is outside for a ball. He's 0-for-2 with a flyout and a lineout. The 1-0 is coming, and it is taken for a strike. And that evens things up 1-1. A Now this one is down and in for a ball, 2-1. Blackwood throws a slider for a called strike to even things up now, 2-2. And this pitch is swung on and hit foul down the right field line and out of play. Two pitch, grounded between short and third and through into left field. There's a base hit for Oki. So he has a one out single, and that's the eighth hit of the game for the Salt Lake Bees. And they now have the go-ahead runner on base for the number nine hitter, Jared Oliva. No day games in the majors today. There are a lot of night games in the majors today, including the Mariners, who are at Minnesota to face the Twins. Pitch to Oliva is outside for a ball. Mariners at 50-50, 100 games into the season, of course, and they'll try to get back over 500 tonight with George Kirby on the mound against former Mariners prospect Pablo Lopez. So Blackwood misses outside to Oliva, 2-0 the count, and the Rainiers catcher Brian O'Keefe takes a slow walk out to the mound to go talk to Blackwood for a moment. Game two of that series at Minnesota. They're on a six-game road trip. It's three games in Minnesota, which includes they have a day game tomorrow. And then they're going to have a full day off in the middle of the road trip before going to Phoenix to play the Diamondbacks. And then they'll be back home on Monday with the Red Sox in town. Great gamer with Boston. Conference on the mound has broken up, but now O'Keefe has gone over by the dugout instead of back behind the plate. And he is getting a new mitt. Okay, then. So O'Keefe has exchanged his catcher's mitt and now he's going back behind the plate. Rainiers have started some bullpen activity with a right-hander loosening up. Two-oh pitch now to Oliva is swung on and hit in the air to right field, and Kerwer is under it, and he makes the catch. So after all that, it just took one pitch, one more pitch, to get Oliva for the second out of the inning. Two down, runner at first for Jordan Adams, who has reached base three times today with two walks and reaching on an error once. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. There's strike one. Salt Lake with bullpen activity. Andrew Wance is warming up. Now the next pitch inside and it spins around Adams. 1-1. Now the runner goes, pitches inside, and no throw down to second, stealing the base uncontested is Chris Oki. So he has his first stolen base of the season. 2-1 pitch, swung on, pulled down the left field line, and it is a fair ball headed into the corner. Extra bases. Oki will score. Adams is at second. He stops there with the RBI double, and Salt Lake has regained the lead here at the top of the sixth inning. It is 6-5. Just hooked it down the left field line. Barely fair. And it's an RBI double for Adams. His 60th run batted into the season, leads the active members of the Salt Lake Bees team. Here's David Fletcher, and the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. So no balls, two strikes. Two outs. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it's swung on and cued out into center. There is Engel, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Salt Lake breaks through with a run in the top of the sixth inning on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 5.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Doesn't matter what industry you're in, these days everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt, refining their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call
866-986-8833. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Salt Lake leads Tacoma 6-5. New pitcher for the Bees, right-hander Andrew Wance, and his first pitch to Mark Mathias is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Wance, no record, of 4.41 ERA in 14 games this year for Salt Lake. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Mathias, counts even 1-1. Wance gone back and forth between AAA and the big leagues with the Angels for a couple years now. Next pitch is outside, 2-1. Mariners fans may remember Andrew Wance from the Jesse Winker incident. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two, 2-2 the count. Now Now the pitch is a swing and a fly towards a shallow right. A long run in for the right fielder Oliva. He can't get there. It falls in for a base hit. Mathias is aboard to get things started in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Mathias has the right ear's fifth hit of this game. And now Mason McCoy is the hitter. McCoy has doubled and walked and driven in two runs and scored a run. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Salt Lake scored five runs right away, and they were ahead 5-0 going to the bottom of the second. They got three runs in the first and two in the second. Here's one up high to McCoy. But then the Red Ears had a five-run rally in the bottom of the second inning. McCoy's two-run double was a part of that. And after two innings today, we were tied up 5-5. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike, 1-2. Then no one scored in the third, fourth, or fifth innings, and then Salt Lake just regained the lead with a run in the top of the sixth on the two-out RBI double by Jordan Adams. And now the Rainiers just got a leadoff single from Mathias here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-2 pitch coming, and it's a swing and a miss, and that is strike three. McCoy has struck out for the first out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tanner Kerwer will now be the hitter. Kerwer 0-for-2 so far in his AAA debut. Now a toss to first base and back in is Mathias. Next pitch is inside and it spins around Kerwer. Kerwer is a Canadian. He's from Alberta. And the pitch is taken high for a ball. 2-0 from Sherwood Park, Alberta. And he played college baseball in the U.S. at Niagara University. As here's one inside now, ball three. And he actually spent 1 year at Niagara as a teammate with Matt Brash, the Mariners reliever. Kerwer is a speed player. If he reaches, look out. Here's one in for a strike. He had a really successful run at AA Arkansas this year, stealing bases, 19 out of 22 there. Runner at first, one out, three balls, one strike to Kerwer, and the pitch is swung on, grounded right to the second baseman, Fletcher, who feeds Soto for one. Relay to first is not in time, and it wasn't handled by Walsh, and Kerwer is saved. So it's a fielder's choice. Kerwer on at first now with two outs as Mathias is forced out. And maybe we'll see the Kerwer speed game here with Haggerty at the plate. For 22 stealing bases at Arkansas this year. Last year he spent the whole season with Arkansas, had 23 steals and was caught only twice. His whole career, even before they changed the rules to favor the base stealers, he's always been a very high percentage base stealer. He has his lead now, being held on by Walsh, and the pitch to Haggerty is a swing and a miss. Haggerty's 2-for-2 today with two singles, a sac fly, and an RBI. Batting left-handed against Andrew Wantz. Oh, one pitch coming. And this is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Turn and a throw to first, and back in with a dive is Kerwer. Yeah, that's a pretty good lead. There he goes. The pitch is up high and away, and no throw by Oki. Stealing second without a throw is Kerwer, and there's his first AAA stolen base. So he gets his first AAA steal before his first AAA hit. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, so the count's even on Haggerty. So Tanner Kerwer is in scoring position. Even count with two outs on Haggerty. Now the pitch is high, ball three. Here comes the 3-2. And it is down and in, a check swing, and he held up in time. That's ball four, so Haggerty is aboard for his third time in this game. And there are two on with two outs for D.D. Gregorius. Gregorius, 1-for-3 with an RBI single so far. Pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one to Gregorius, a high fastball from Wantz. Owen won the count to Gregorius. And the next pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center. Coming in is Lopez, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right here's do not score in the sixth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We head to the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium at Salt Lake, 6, Tacoma 5.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 5. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Stephen Kolek, is in from the pen. And his first pitch to Kevin Padlow is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Nolan Blackwood went three innings today, allowed two hits and one run, which was earned. He walked one, no strikeouts today. 0-1 pitch is a hit foul. There's strike two. Kolek appearing in his 23rd game for the Red Ears, 3-2 with a 6.81 ERA, but he's been throwing really well of late, allowing just two runs in his last 14 and a third innings. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Padlow, and it's inside for a ball. 96-mile-per-hour fastball from Kolek. 1-2 the count to Kevin Padlow. And the pitch is low. Two balls, two strikes. Kolek into his motion, the 2-2 pitch, slider outside, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is bounced towards third. Fielding it is McCoy, and he fires to first for the out, and one man's gone in the top of the seventh inning. Padlow grounds out to Mason McCoy. And now Jared Walsh is the hitter. The crowd yelling because the Red Ears mascot, Rhubarb the Reindeer, is threatening to throw a souvenir baseball into the crowd, and, you know, that gets everyone all excited. Why wouldn't it? 0-2 pitch to Walsh, or first pitch to Walsh, is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Walsh 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is down low. One ball, one strike. So an even count to Jared Walsh. And this is a swing and a miss at a fastball. And it's 1-2. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Just threw the fastball past him. And Walsh is the first strikeout victim of Kolek. And it's the fourth strikeout for Tacoma pitchers today. Two away for Jack Lopez. It's a good, hard fastball from Kolek there. Lopez 2-for-3 with a homer back in the first inning, and the pitch is low and away, ball one. Next pitch is hit in the air down the left field line, foul. One ball, one strike. Swing and a foul back, 1-2. Now here's a pitch that is in there for a called strike three, and down goes Lopez, and that closes out the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts, and we head to the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 5.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 5 is our score. Jimmy Herget, the new pitcher for Salt Lake. First pitch to Brian O'Keefe is hit in the air towards left center. And calling for it and making the play is Lopez. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. So there's the first out. Herget gets O'Keefe to fly to left. And now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Andrew Wance went one scoreless inning, allowing a hit and a walk with one strikeout. Pitch to Shiner is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Shiner's 0-for-1 with two walks, one of which was intentional. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and Shiner has K'd. Two men are gone in the bottom of the seventh. For Adam Engel. Herget is in his 17th game for Salt Lake, 0-1 with a 5.12 ERA this year. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Adam Engel. Well, there's going to be a lot of talk in the next week about the upcoming trade deadline, August 1st this year in the majors. So here's a swing and a pop-up foul behind home plate. Over for a look is Oki, but it's out of play. And it's been a slow start to the trade deadline because there's still a lot of teams that don't know if they're in the playoff hunt or not. With the expanded playoffs, more teams are in the playoff hunt and are then less likely to make moves selling off players. But there was a deal, or there appears to be a deal today. Now the 0-2 is outside for a ball to Engel. Sounds like, they're reporting that the Red Sox and Dodgers are wrapping up a deal that'll send Kike Hernandez from the Red Sox to the Dodgers. The utility man. 1-2 pitch grounded to third. That's fielded by Padlo. He throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down to the bottom of the seventh. Rainiers go in order, and we head to the eighth with the score. Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 5.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
On we go to the eighth inning. Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 5 is our score. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Diego Castillo, takes over. He's in relief of Stephen Kolek, who pitched 1-3-up, 3-down, 2-strikeout inning. Well, Castillo's first pitch to Levon Soto is hit in the air, foul down the third baseline. There's strike one. Castillo is appearing in his 25th game for Tacoma, 4-3 with a 7.39 ERA. And the pitch is in at the knees for a strike. 0-2 the count. Now Castillo's 0-2. Outside. 1-2. One-two delivery. Bounced up the middle. Cut off by the shortstop, Gregorius, and he throws to first in time to get Soto. And there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. That'll bring Zach Humphreys to the plate. Humphreys 2-for-3 with a couple of singles and a run scored. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch in there for a called strike. O-2 delivery, swung on and rolled up the third baseline and picked up in foul ground by O'Keefe. He threw it to first anyway, but it was a foul ball, and this plate appearance is going to continue for Humphreys. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Humphreys, and Castillo has his first strikeout today. Two down. And that'll bring Chris Oakey to the plate. Oakey's one for three with a single and a run scored. And the pitch from Castillo is in for a strike. In the bottom of the eighth, the Raiders' scheduled hitters are Hummel, Mathias, and McCoy. Castillo's next pitch pumped in there for a called strike, 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled away. Still no balls, two strikes. O2 pitch coming. Swung on and bounced foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2. Up high for a ball, 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider. Down goes Chris Oakey, and Diego Castillo delivers a three up, three down at top of the eighth. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Raiders need to rally. It is Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 5.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 5 is our score. Cooper Hummel, Mark Mathias, and Mason McCoy to bat this inning. Jimmy Hergett's still in there. He threw only eight pitches while retiring the side in the seventh. His pitch to Hummel is swung on and pulled foul. First base side out of play. There's strike one. Hummel's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts and a walk today, and he has scored a run. He's going to try to get on base and get something started for Tacoma here in the eighth. Hergett with the 0-1 pitch, and it swung on, bounced to the right side of the infield. That's fielded by Fletcher, the second baseman, and he throws out Hummel. Two pitches, one out in the bottom of the eighth. And now Mark Mathias will be the batter. The Bees are warming up left-hander Eric Torres in the pen. Mark Mathias is 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, an RBI, and a run scored, and he takes a Hergett pitch in there for a strike, going 1 the count. Now the next delivery. Swung on and bounced towards third, fielded by Padlo, and he fires across the diamond to first in time for the out, and two men are gone on grounders in the infield. Right, here's with just 5 hits in this game and only 2 since the second inning. Mason McCoy has one of the hits. He's coming to the plate now. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and 2 runs batted in. McCoy looks out towards Hergett, and the pitch is called a strike, 0-1. Well, one pitch, low for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 delivery, in for a called strike, 1-2, 91 mile per hour fastball. It's got a lot of sink to it from Jimmy Hergett. And McCoy's behind in the count here. 1-2. And the pitch is inside. 2-2. Pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and McCoy goes down swinging, and the right ears go down very quickly and quietly here in the bottom of the 8th inning. We are headed to the 9th with the score, Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 5.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at LightDentalStudios.com.
We go to the 9th inning. It is Salt Lake 6 and Tacoma 5. And leading things off for Salt Lake in the 9th is Jared Oliva. And the first pitch from Ryder Ryan, the new pitcher, is a swing and a miss. There's strike 1. Oh, one pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1. So an even count, 1-1 to Jared Oliva. And the pitch is called a strike. It's 1-2. Now Ryan ready. And the 1-2 pitch is called a strike three. And down goes Oliva. And one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. Ryder Ryan appearing in his 29th game of the year, 3-2 with an ERA of 4 on the dot. That was his 34th strikeout right there in what is now 36 and a third innings. Here's his pitch to Jordan Adams, and it's a swing and a miss. First pitch slider. Well, Adams has the big hit of this game right now. His two-out RBI double in the sixth inning snapped the 5-5 tie and gave Salt Lake the 6-5 lead that they still maintain here in the ninth. 0-1 pitch swing and a foul, and that got O'Keefe right on the mask. Now the plate umpire, Michael Raines, will walk the ball out to the mound and give O'Keefe a little extra time after that shot. 0-2 the count to Jordan Adams. Adams has reached base three times in this game, not just the big RBI double that gave the Bees the lead of the sixth, but early in the contest he drew two walks and scored a couple of runs and stole a base. 0-2 pitch from Ryan is up high for a ball, 1-2. So a ball and two strikes to Adams with David Fletcher on deck. And now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike three. Down goes Adams, and two men are gone at the top of the ninth inning. So back-to-back strikeouts for Ryder Ryan. And now Fletcher comes to the plate, where he's 1-for-4 with a single so far today. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning for the Red Ears, the scheduled hitters are Tanner Kerwer, Sam Haggerty, and D.D. Gregorius. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and bounced to the left of the mound. Ryan off the hill has it, and he throws to first. It is in time for the out, and the inning is over. So Ryder Ryan retires the side in order here at the top of the ninth. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Salt Lake 6, Tacoma 5.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears trailing Salt Lake 6-5. And new pitcher in for the Bees to try to close it out. Their left-hander, Eric Torres. The Red Ears are sending Tanner Kerwer, Sam Haggerty, and D.D. Gregorius to the plate here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Torres has not had a save opportunity for Salt Lake yet. And they bring him in today in the ninth inning with a one-run lead. This is just his 10th appearance for Salt Lake this season. And Kerwer stands in. And the pitch to Kerwer, he shows bunt and misses it. That is strike one. 0-1 the count to Kerwer. Just taking a look here. Torres was the closer for AA Rocket City, the Angels affiliate in the Southern League last year, as he now misses for a ball to Kerwer, 1-1. So Torres had 22 saves for them last season, so he's familiar with closing. Now the next pitch is in there for a called strike to Kerwer, and the count goes to 1-2. But with Salt Lake, he's been allowing a bunch of runs. Torres has given up 15 runs in 9 innings since being promoted this year. 1-2 to Kerwer is fouled away. Still a ball and two strikes. Rainiers were down 5-0 early. Tied it with 5 runs in the bottom of the second, and it stayed that way until the 6th when the Bees pushed one across with a clutch 2-out hit from Jordan Adams. And now here we are in the 9th. Rainiers needing a rally. The 1-2 pitch to Kerwer is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and there's the first out in the 9th. So one down, and that'll bring Sam Haggerty to the plate. Haggerty's 2-for-2 in this game with a couple of singles, a walk, a sac fly, and an RBI. Switch hitter, he'll bat right-handed against the lefty Torres. And the pitch is on its way, and this is a breaking ball low. 1-0 the count. This is the opener of a 6-game series. Game 2 tomorrow night at 7:05. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Haggerty may have foul tipped that. Either way, it's strike one. One ball, one strike to the Rainier second baseman. On deck, Didi Gregorius. After him would be Brian O'Keefe. The 1-1 pitch is a fastball called a strike. 1-2 now. Torres hitting 93 miles per hour with that fastball. 1-2 pitch coming to Haggerty, and it is a called strike 3. And that is out number 2, and the Red Ears are down to their last out. D.D. Gregorius will try to keep this game alive for Tacoma. He's 1-for-4 with an RBI single back in the second. Torres with the pitch, and it swung on and popped up foul and out of play on the third base side. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Now a bunt attempt, and Didi takes it, and it's strike two, and no balls, two strikes with two outs in the bottom of the 9th. Right here's trailing by a run. They've lost each of their last 2 games by 1 run and are in another 1-run battle here today. And the pitch is swung out and fouled back, still 0-2 to Gregorius. Rainiers with just 2 hits since the second inning. The 0-2 pitch, grounded right side and fielded at second base by Fletcher, and he throws out Gregorius at first base. And that's the ball game. The Red Ears lose their 3rd straight 1-run decision. Salt Lake wins it 6-5, the final score. And they take the opener of this 6-game series. Red Ears fall to 47-50 on the year. And game 2 of this 6-game series is tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. Salt Lake takes it 6-5, the final. Stick around. The Tacoma Red Ears post-game show is coming up next.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here,
guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, the Bees take this one 6-5 in the series opener. They win the day game today, a game that started out looking like both teams weren't maybe ready to quite start this game at 12:05 today, as we had some sloppy play for both teams in the first two innings and a whole lot of runs scored. But then the two teams snapped into it and played clean baseball the rest of the way, and Salt Lake ended up emerging with the one-run victory. In the first inning, the Red Deer started Kyle Hart. He walked the first batter of the game. After a long battle, Jordan Adams drew the walk, stole second with one out, and then Kevin Padlow hit a chopper to up the middle that was fielded by D.D. Gregorius, the Red Deer shortstop. He tried to throw out Padlow at first base, and his throw was short, and it bounced in front of first baseman Jake Shiner, skipped past him, and rolled around in foul territory. And Adams was able to score all the way from second base on the air, and it was 1-0 Salt Lake. After the second out of the inning, Jack Lopez came to the plate for the Bees, the number five hitter, and he lifted a two-run homer to the opposite field against Hart down the right field line, getting it out of here for his fifth home run of the season. Salt Lake was ahead 3-0 in the top of the first. After the Red Deers did not score in the bottom of the first inning, Salt Lake added more in the second. Zach Humphreys led off with a single, stole second, and took third when the throw got away. Actually, the throw hit Humphreys while he was sliding into the base and bounced into left field. So Humphrey took third. An error was charged to O'Keefe, the Red Deers' second error of the game. Humphreys was at third with no one out. Looked like Kyle Hart might get out of the inning because he got Oki on a pop-up to very shallow center, couldn't score the run. Then he struck out Oliva, and there were two outs. The runner still at third, but with Jordan Adams at the plate, Hart was called for a balk, and Humphreys was awarded home plate, and that made it 4-0. Jordan Adams proceeded to walk, and then David Fletcher singled to right, and Kevin Padlow singled to left, scoring Adams, and that made it 5-0 Salt Lake before the final out was recorded at the top of the second inning. At that point, it looked like it might turn into a real disaster game for the Red Deers, but instead it actually became a very close game because the Red Deers were granted a gift in the second inning, and they fully took advantage of it. Jonathan Diaz on the mound for Salt Lake had pitched a quick and easy first, but in the second, he walked Jake Shiner to lead off the inning. Then he walked Adam Engel. Then he walked Cooper Hummel. That loaded the bases with no one out. Then he walked Mark Mathias, and it forced in Jake Shiner to make it 5-1. four consecutive walks, and suddenly the Red Ears, without even getting a hit, had the tying run at the plate. Mason McCoy was the batter, and he cashed in the situation, driving a two-run double to left field, scoring Engel and Hummel. That made it 5-3. After an out, Haggerty hit a sac fly to right field, allowing Mathias to tag up and score. That made it 5-4. And McCoy was at third base with two outs. Red Ears needed one more hit to tie the game, and they got it. D.D. Gregorius singled to right field, bringing in McCoy and evening the score 5-5 before the final out was recorded. So at that point, we'd played two innings. It had taken nearly an hour. Each team had scored five runs, and it was kind of ugly. The Red Ears made two errors, contributing to Salt Lake's five runs. Salt Lake's pitcher walked four guys in a row, contributing in a big way to the Red Ears' five runs. And then all of a sudden, it was like just a snap of the fingers, and clean baseball was played for a while. In fact, really for the remainder of the game. The pitching settled in, and Hart pitched a scoreless third, gave way to Blackwood, who pitched scoreless ball in the fourth and the fifth. Jonathan Diaz, who walked all those guys in a row in the second inning, got it together, retired six hitters in a row before leaving in the fourth when reliever Reyes Morata came in and finished up that inning. It was still 5-5 when we got to the sixth inning, and that's when the winning run scored, as it turned out. Nolan Blackwood had been in there for two scoreless. He got the leadoff man out in the sixth, but then Chris Oakey singled on a grounder between short and third. And with two outs in the inning, Oakey stole second base with Jordan Adams at the plate, putting himself in scoring position. And then Adams pulled a ball down the left field line, and it was fair, and went into the corner for an RBI double. And Oakey scored the go-ahead run, and Salt Lake was ahead 6-5 in the top of the sixth. The Bees did not get another hit the rest of the way against the Red Ears bullpen crew of Kolek, Castillo, and Ryan. But Tacoma didn't get a base runner after the sixth. In the sixth, they put two on with two out, but did not score against Andrew Wance. And then Jimmy Herget set down the side in order in the seventh. They had the eighth, and Eric Torres did so in the ninth for his first Triple-A save. And Salt Lake was a winner today by the final score of 6-5. Here are the final totals for Salt Lake. Six runs, nine hits, no errors. They left five on base. Tacoma, five runs, five hits, three errors, left six on base. Winning pitcher in relief is Maranta. He's 3-1. The loss goes to Blackwood. He is 3-4. Torres, the save is first. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 39 minutes. The attendance, 5,905. With the win, Salt Lake's now 47-49 on the year. Tacoma, 47-50. Game two of this six-game series will be played tomorrow night at 7:05, and the Red Ears are starting Tommy Malone against the changeup artist Cesar Valdez. That is tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. Bees win at 6-5, our final score today. Stick around. We'll see what's on tap tonight in the major leagues when our post-game show continues right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Salt Lake beats Tacoma 6-5. Normally we do the Major League Baseball scoreboard at this time, but there are no day games in the big leagues today. 15 night games in the big leagues today. including the Mariners. The Mariners are at Minnesota against the Twins, George Kirby against Pablo Lopez, and that game starts at 4:40 our time. Some other interesting games of note tonight. Orioles and Phillies, interesting interleague game. The Orioles in first place in the AL East. Philadelphia starts Taiwan Walker, the former right here, who's having a big year for them. That's tonight. Also of note, just looking at it, we've got a Mets-Yankees battle in New York. Verlander against the perfect game kid, Domingo Herman. And Braves-Red Sox, interesting game. The Braves 30 games over 500, and the Red Sox 6 games over 500, but at home. Rangers play the Astros tonight. The Rangers currently in first place in the AL West with a 2-game lead over Houston. That series is being played in Houston. And a little Giants-A's battle in the Bay Area in San Francisco as well. Those are just some of the key games of note tonight in the major leagues. We'll be back with more on the Red Ears post-game show after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, the Red Ears drop this one to Salt Lake 6-5, and the Red Ears losing their third in a row, all of them one-run games. Tacoma now just 9-18 this year in games decided by one run. And early, there were a lot of games that the Red Ears lost that were one-run games where they were behind big, like down 4 or 5 runs, and they would make a furious comeback bid in the late innings that fell one run short. That's one way to lose a one-run game, and the Rainiers had a bunch of those early in the year. Recently, they haven't been like that. These one-run losses have been tight games, close games that are winnable games and just haven't gone the Rainiers' way, and that was the case today as Tacoma hit just 2 singles after the second inning in this one and had really good relief work. The Rainiers' bullpen today pitched 6 innings and allowed 1 run on 2 hits. That's pretty good, but it did not work out today, as Salt Lake got the win. 6-5 was the final. Other PCL games all at night tonight. Sacramento is at Albuquerque. These are all the first games of 6-game series. Sacramento at Albuquerque. Round Rock is at El Paso. Oklahoma City has opened up a series in Reno tonight. And the Sugar Land Space Cowboys are in Las Vegas, where the Space Cowboys maybe belong. That game is the late game tonight. All right, the Red Ears will try to even up this series tomorrow. They've got Tommy Malone on the mound against Cesar Valdez, two veteran changeup artists going head-to-head tomorrow. They've already faced one another once earlier this season, and that'll be a rematch tomorrow. And we are now in the portion of the schedule where our Wednesday games are at 7:05 because school's out. So, 7:05 first pitch tomorrow night here at Cheney Stadium. We'll start up our pregame show at 6:55. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Salt Lake B 6, Tacoma Red Ears 5. Have a great rest of your day.